The fact that it was in the 30s didn't seem to make much of a difference.
I just got a testicle message from Kim. Her father's in the hospital. She wants me to stop in. This is not good.
Really? I felt my pocket jingle from you.
Barbara calls on the Orient Express. So you could read into that a little bit.
Ow.
She's nice. She got a heavy accent, you know. Heavy, heavy, heavy. Not like, Sally from Security. She speaks pretty clearly. But this girl is, I know her for some time, so I understand her, but when I first met her, I couldn't understand a word coming out of that lovely mouth of hers.
Oh, Rodolats.
She likes chocolate. Likes chocolate.
Yeah. Alright, I can make this one. I'm taking Metro Avenue in because there was something going on the Kew Gardens interchange, and it was all backed up. So, alright, I'll get down to Jackie Robinson, get out to Metro, and take Metro in. And Speedy and Mobile, by the way.
KB2 and QN Mobile. That's the run I made, so I know the trench and everything. I ran the GCP to the BQE. And then I popped off. I think it's East Roosevelt Avenue or somewhere over there.
Well, I just got on the Jackie R, jumped back off the next exit, Metro, and I'm coming from Union Turnpike heading west. Coming past the mall over here now.
All those last minute shoppers. I only have to provide for my daughter, which is pretty cool. And my buddy Keith from Atlanta sent me a mention on a bench, which I received. That was pretty funny.
I saw that. You gotta be careful over here too, because Metro Avenue's got a bunch of speed cameras on it. So if you're like trying to make time and blasting down, you're gonna get picked off. Handful of guys have already reported receiving lovely gifts in the mail.
Lovely gifts in the mail. I got a, just to show you how up to date the unions are, I got my father's 2015 union card.
Card?
His union card for the year. He's the oldest package, so they pay their dues.
They don't turn around and tell you that he owes them money.
No, I've already collected from them a year ago. It was very quick. They're very helpful. So, I don't know why they sent it. I mean, they know, but I guess it's some kind of an error.
I guess it's kind of like that phantom radio call.
Did you get that picture yet?
Yeah, a lot of traffic lights over here. I can't necessarily be sitting here. Oh, and then we got a nice a-hole in a tractor trailer over here trying to make a turn.
I just had a girl in the Jeep almost drive right into me. I don't know, she sneezed or something. Now she's lagging behind, so obviously she's out of it. Can't be coming back from a party at 6:30 on a Monday morning, can you?
I'm thinking about that, because we had our family party this weekend, and I actually came to work from Little Falls, New Jersey. So we were coming back through the Lincoln Tunnel, and I took the North Tube, which is a opposing traffic tube, and there I am zipping through the tunnel. I'm like, gee, I hope nobody sneezes.
I've seen it before. They sneeze, they cough, dropped in smoke.
Something that causes them to come over on the other side of the road. Don't need that. Plus, the other thing you gotta watch out for here on Metro Avenue is there's a bunch of red light cameras.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it was nice down there. Like in the low 60s at night. So you don't need the AC going, and it gets up to about 78, 80 degrees at the peak of the day. So it's nice. Too many people walking around in long pants, though. My banker told me, I know you're from New York because you're wearing shorts and your topsiders, and everybody else is wearing their furs.
Yeah, well, it's like my daughter. My daughter is walking around almost, you know, in a very light sweater. And it's like we're all bundled up, and she's like, this isn't cold. She says, it's like 6 degrees up where I am, and that's cold. She said, this is not the...
Summertime, exactly. And the usual, everybody's happy. I'm gonna, going back down in February, I'm gonna, Jeff down there, we're gonna do the Orlando flea market. I'll be down there for that week. Should be nice, if you're in the area.
Really, the last 2 weeks of January, I've got nothing. I'll be driving my daughter back up to school that first of the last 2 weeks, and then I'll be just hanging around, maybe watching the snowflakes fall. Switch over? I know I'm noisy over here.
Hey, you're alright. I'm just coming up to break you, but a lot of slow-moving cars today. It's cars, but the moving slow. I guess the LIE is messed up.
Something over there. So like I said, last 2 weeks of January.
All right. I gotta see what wonders wait. I have like a skeleton crew already. More than half my guys left. So, starting this week. To the end of the year. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. So see what wonders are awaiting me. One of my buddies texted me, sent a couple of the benders, as we call them. Left some envelopes and bags for us. One for me, up in my office.
Gonna be some holiday booty.
That would have been nice. Alright, so 3 days this week and 3 days next week. Not too bad. And 3 days last week.
We'll have 3 days because we work
today. Alright, no more on Friday. So we'll see what transpires. I'm going to play the day which starts tomorrow.
But I don't think it's going to be as bad as everybody's saying. I want to switch over to the section of Mass, but it's very noisy.
That looks like the repeater's here.
Repeater's noisy all over, KA2NCD. To PPN2SY.
You know, like I just said, get over there.
On my car?
I guess he didn't hear me. Guys on that repeater. What's up, yep. I am, approaching Utopia Parkway.
Running my truck. I'm on the Suffren State, and it is Suffren.
Yeah, Richie said there were a lot of delays on the way in. I don't know why. I mean, there was some shit going on earlier, but doing anything here for convenience.
I think I gotta stay in the Southern State Parkway only because the stores in the Roosevelt Field are open 24/7, so 24 hours today. I guess until Christmas Eve, so I think with the traffic up that way, so I'm just gonna stay south.
Alright, just a couple more days of this crap. really came on fast, like it usually does.
In retail, it didn't come fast enough. But I guess because you put so many hours in retail, it took forever to get here.
Yeah, and I heard they're not doing too well. At least, I heard. I don't know how true it is, but maybe they'll get the late rushes.
I was in a mall last night, it was packed, but I don't think the mall's been that packed since the beginning of the holiday, and I guess the other reason why it's packed now is that anyone who wants an item shipped, it's never going to get there, so they might as well resort to the store instead of buying online.
Yeah, that's true. I was reading an article that electronic sales are real down, and that particularly like in the tablet market, they're not doing slots. So look for giveaways happening in the color.
I don't know. It's obviously some run to repeat. I couldn't get all that.
Oh, you're not hearing me?
You're noise. Yeah, that time, it's the latest transmission. Like, your antenna fell off your car. That kind of a signal.
The voting system is all screwed up.
I'm going past the cemetery. Generally, you guys hear me pretty well here. It's kind of dead over here.
Okay.
My signal's not dead. Full quieting?
Full quieting.
But you were fucking between three receivers.
But is it dead full quieting? You know, I'm looking at the cemetery.
Dead full quieting.
Right. Yeah, right, anyway. Now, Vinny, you're working the whole week, right? I told you I got 3 days this week, 3 days next week, and then I'm out of here.
I'm actually, by the gift of God's grace, I've gotten Friday off.
Did you wrangle that?
Can't say how it was done, but it was done.
All right, good for you. So you'll be playing with your train set?
Wearing D-pads. So was he? Just had to wear D-pads.
You said you're probably wearing D-pads. All right. Should be exciting. I haven't been there for 2 days, so I gotta see it. Understand the vendors left various trinkets in the office with me.
When the push comes, they're going to try to empty out the hotel.
And I was telling Richie, I got a text that Kim Triana's father is in. It sounded like renal failure, but I don't know when I get there.
See you with regular radar, the old radar. That's the kind of radar I like, not this laser.
All right, I'm on the hunt.
I'm on the hunt also. I'm waiting for somebody to pull out of a spot over here.
It doesn't seem to be all that bad. It's moving along.
You're going to get jammed up if you get down over, I didn't think, but it's just like a lot of volume and a lot of stupid drivers this morning. A lot of people groggy from this weekend.
Holiday parties, and they are holiday.
Yeah, I kind of know you have the LAE here. It looks like it's 20 miles an hour over here, down on Main Street.
Tied up?
No, I didn't hear.
I mentioned something before, was getting jammed up somewhere.
What sorts of things get jammed up?
Using jam yesterday morning on my toast.
You gotta be jelly, cause jam don't shake.
10% don't pay the rent.
It's looking bleak already. Down on Bleecker Street.
guys. I'm just camping out waiting for somebody to move. So I'll talk to you later. Have a good day. I'll take a look at that picture now, Steve. And two, PPN Mobile.
Roger that. Don't get overheated.
Roger, Dodge, 73's Ridge. Have a good day.
And even Larry Bergen parked all the way down here. That can't be good. That's not a good sign.
He spots when I get that.
Of course there will be.
And the cross island could be a little... I suspect that the cross island could be a little jammed. So we're going to do this bailout over here. Take the side streets to the Bell Parkway, Belmont Racetrack.
It's not good, Vince Lee. It's not good.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? You better find something quick because it's 6:44. You got to be in there by 7 o'clock or you get spanked.
Home attendants. You know, she comes from Trinidad, and adjoining island. It's a sister island, Tobago. You know what she told me on those two islands? And it makes you think. I wouldn't do it, but a dollar here, what do you call it's a 1-to-4 ratio. 25 cents in this country buys a dollar in Trinidad.
Okay, okay. But what does a dollar in Trinidad buy? You know what I mean. It's all relative. But the reason things are so cheap in Trinidad is because the living conditions are probably yucky, you know?
I don't know. She isn't here to... You know, she came here, I guess, as more job opportunity. Her husband is also a nurse. They're both nurses. And she said no. She said the houses are very nice. Thing is, they have... Apparently, if I understood it right, they don't have much of a middle class. They're either very poor or very rich. Now, in this country, and I'm just supposing, I'm not doing anything, but, you know, as long as you don't give up U.S. citizenship, you can get your Social Security anywhere. It makes you think.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I've thought about that. I don't think I want to go too many places. I've been to places that were very nice, but they also ain't very cheap, so... That equation's not going to work for me. I got very high ideas of where I want to live, so, you know. Not that this place is worth the trouble. But I think I'm going to wind up upstate. I think that's what's going to happen to me. Probably within maybe another year or something like that. I'm probably going to move to the Catskill region. You know, I'm going to be up there in a week or two. I'm going hiking up there.
You did tell me, your daughter, right?
No, she's not going to go. Rosie might meet up with me, because she likes to do that. But she's probably going to be too busy with work anyway. So. You know, right now, Rosie is really going crazy with work, so I think Pop-Pop's going to go by himself this time.
Okay, Barry, very good. Only thing, going alone, if you get hurt, you're screwed.
Okay, I've been hearing that my whole life. If I'm alone, I'm screwed. Well, you know what? I don't normally get hurt every day, Richie, so, you know. I can't sit there and wonder whether a meteor is going to get me. I'm just going to do my thing, you know.
Barry, now the only thing I'm saying is nice to have somebody with you so you can get you some help. But, all right, no problem. I'm sure you'll be okay. And, anyway, that's the story. When Patty gets up, I'm going to ask her if she can make pancakes today. That would be nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not as dangerous as hiking in the snow on a mountaintop. It's a little more mundane.
Okay, Barry, very good. All right, so, yeah, I hung up the phone because I was waiting so long, and I was trying to light a cigarette.
Okay. Alright. Anyway, I have to leave here in 4.5 minutes, so remind me. When it hits 7 o'clock, I gotta go.
Yeah, well, it's 6:57 right now, so you got a few minutes in anyway. Anyway, like I say, I really enjoyed our time yesterday. And like you said, you don't make a lot of money, so it's extra appreciated. Really, I mean that.
Okay, but it's not a dead end. I would like to do it again. And as long as the weather is okay, we can do it again. You know, it's no big deal.
Of course, you know, wheelchairs don't come with snow tires.
I've seen some interesting wheelchairs around here. I've seen motorized ones. I've seen ones that go faster than I can run. There used to be a guy on the... I haven't seen him in a while. I hope there's nothing wrong with him, but He used to go flying down that boardwalk. I couldn't keep up with the guy.
Pretty good, Barry. N2MB, N2EO. Pretty good. Well, I told you, I was trying to get the motorized one. There were two doctors in that office. The one I was dealing with, actually he's an NP, nurse practitioner. He didn't want to help me any further than what, you know, to get, to fill out the paperwork. He said to me that he'd have to charge me X number of bucks. I mean, he was just supposing, but he said it was like being a warrior, and I believe him because, you know, Medicaid varies from state to state. It's a state program, not like Social Security, which is a federal program, and they're really particular in New York State. So I never got the motorized wheelchair, but now I'm dealing with the other doctor, Dr. Levitt, for whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe he'll be more receptive.
Okay, but, you know, I think it might be better exercise if it isn't motorized. You use your hands, you know, you get a lot. You can really get a good workout working one of those things.
By the way, it's 7, I'll let you go, but, yeah, well, look. Everything is atrophied since I lost that leg. Actually, before I lost that leg. But no, Noah, who came with me yesterday to the, Fredo's Pizzeria, she was pushing me, Barry. There's no way I could do that myself.
Well, no, but you could start. I mean, just push yourself around with that, with those wheels. You know, they make another kind of wheelchair. I used to see it when I was working in Manhattan. I used to see these guys. The wheels don't come straight down. They're on a slant. And they do that so they can go around turns faster.
Oh, no, that I'm not familiar with. The one they advertise from, what's that company? On, I'm forgetting everything, but the motorized. That's really what I want. And legally, I'm entitled to it.
Well, yeah, you're talking about the hover round thing. Yeah, I haven't seen that advertised too much lately, but I know what you're talking about. No, I was talking about a wheelchair that's, I'm going to have to go in about 1 second, but no, the wheelchair I was talking about, I've seen them. These guys use them on the boardwalk. The wheels don't come straight down. They go off on an angle. And they're made in such a way that they can't turn over very easily. And these guys go flying down that boardwalk, Richie, I'm telling you. I cannot keep up with them. They got these gloves on their hands, you know, to work the wheels so they don't get the skin knocked off of their hands. They go like a bat out of hell with those things.
No, no, I'm not familiar with that. I can't visualize it. The hub around I know because I've seen the commercials on television. We applied to hub around, but see, actually applied to Medicaid for the hub around. And there's a particular amount of time that it takes, and then you gotta reapply because it goes, what do you call, it expires for whatever reason. And Brendan let it go so much, it expires, so now we gotta start from scratch.
Alright, I am a couple of minutes over my limit, so I'm out of here. I won't be able to work you right away when I get in the car, because it usually takes about 4 to 5 minutes, maybe 8 minutes, before the radio starts to work. I think you know that routine already. That's what happened the other day. I tried to call you, but I couldn't. But as soon as it starts to work, I'll give you a call. N2EO and 2MB.
Okay, Barry, no problem. Very good. Do what you gotta do. It's 3 minutes after 7. N2MB and 2EO.
Okay, now the cat won't give me back the microphone. This thing acts like a kitten. She's playing with the microphone. I'll see you later, N2MB.
AD2CWC, WB2CMS Mobile, are you around, Phil?
I'm
WB2CMF Mobile.
MF3D2CWD. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Phil. I guess you're still under the weather. I called you before, but there's no answer. You're still in bed.
Actually, yeah, I probably was. I gotta get out of bed anyway.
Making myself a cup of tea.
Feel slightly better than yesterday, but I still feel terrible.
That's too bad. Hopefully, he'll be well for Christmas, but, I guess just take it easy. I got my blood work this morning, so. In fact, I got the first appointment at 9 o'clock. So if I want the first appointment, so this way the only one I'm waiting for is the doctor. That's what's on plan, what's planned for today. I'm hoping for an easy week.
I think you would, you know, Christmas week. But you never know. Yeah, so I don't know when I'm going to get this tree up. So I don't even know when I'm going to get it in. Let's see, maybe tonight. Michael should be here by, tonight. See what happens. Right now, I don't care whether it gets up or not. That's how I feel.
That's too bad. Fortunately, you have no one coming over. You have no parties planned or anything. So just take it easy. Like you said, when Michael comes in, maybe he can give you a hand. Because now you're kind of rushed. You need help with the tree. So you didn't do it yesterday, now you have to wait until someone comes home. Anyway, I'm just at the 7-Eleven, I'll be right back. KB2CWZ, WB2CMF Mobile, I'll be right back.
At WB2CMF,
WB2CMF, okay, C2RXV.
Good morning, Ben.
KB2CWZ.
Good morning.
Hey, Sheila, good morning. Who is around? I'm not sure. I just heard your voice, so I'm not sure. I think kids should be off. Schools are closed today. I'm not sure. Back to you, Phil.
As far as I know, Pete should be coming in any minute. I think he's working today and tomorrow. My brother Pat just went in to get his coffee, so he should be back, sure. And that's it, as far as I know.
So, your brother Pat doesn't like me anyway. Every time I get in, he gets out, so. I thought the schools are closed this week. Very good, okay. I just pick up my coffee, and now I'm sitting on my car having my breakfast. I had to walk yesterday, which I hate to walk on Sundays, but what can I do? Back to you, Phil.
Okay, I spent the weekend being sick, but I'm still sick. Like I'm waiting for my Betty. And then I'm gonna probably spend another day just doing nothing, trying to get over this stupid cold just as bad as 2 weeks ago. It really knocked me out. But it is what it is, what can I say?
Okay, C2RXV. Yeah, I thought it was over the cold. I thought you got over it already. But I guess, after the big event of cancer, maybe the immune system gets weakening, the body doesn't take it as easy as it is. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But maybe that has to be with it, because it was really long, I hope you feel much better soon. That's not a joke. KC2RXV, microphone to you, Bill, Phil.
Yeah, and that's what gets me so mad, because last week I was over it. I was feeling great up until, last Thursday. Then it just hit me like a ton of bricks Thursday afternoon. Same symptoms, And this week's not going to help much with the rain and everything. The rain, the raw weather, that's not conducive to getting well. I just got to stay inside. Hopefully I feel slightly better than yesterday, so hopefully that's a good sign. We'll see.
Get through Oryxley. Well, as I say, I hope you feel better, especially for the holiday that's coming up in 2 days. Again, I had to work yesterday, and I'm going to have to work next Sunday. But at least Wednesday, we're going to be closing early, 2 o'clock, and Thursday, we're going to be off, of course. So my schedule will be a little bit shaken, but I'm exhausted. All these hours I've been putting the last 2 weeks, it's crazy. At least it's productive. We're busy, so I can't complain, you know. But I'm looking forward to my trip, January 4th, in 2 weeks. I just want to get the hell out of here. Back to you, Phil.
Okay, man. Yeah, 2 weeks, it's coming down to the wire. Be here before you know it. Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to that. And, hopefully, the holidays will be nice this next 2 weeks. Hopefully business will be good where you are. It's always a good thing. Perhaps.
Well, you know, it's as they said, I don't want to waste time worrying about the things that I cannot control. So, business is good or bad, I have nothing to do with this. I do my best. I come to work and fight. But it's been very good. The last 2 weeks, it was very slow, the beginning of the month. We started really slow and picked up significantly. I don't know what's going to happen now. Now it's kind of really close to Christmas. I guess people start already traveling, going to their families. And so who knows? We'll see. Whatever it is, again, I'm not going to lose the... I'm not going to go crazy over it. But my mind is definitely not at work right now. It's in my sleep. Casey, 203, to you, Phil.
KCMF.
Hey, WB2CMF, pick it up, Pat.
Okay, Phil. Well, good morning to you, Ben. KC2RXPA. Good morning to you. I got about one or two more rounds.
Hey. Good morning. I just told Phil before, and I said your brother doesn't like me, so he's probably going to go out as soon as he hears my voice.
Yeah, fortunately, you have a short trip. I was always envious of that, because my trips used to take me at times an hour, so... Yeah, I'm envious of that. Over to you, Ben.
KC2RXV. Oh, I think I dabbled with you a little bit, Phil. I didn't know you picked it up. I'm apologizing. I was telling Pat, and I just told you before that he doesn't like me, so he's probably going to go as soon as he hears my voice. Pat, go away. Go ahead. Pick it up, please.
Okay.
Sorry about
that. Well, of course, you know, I paid my dues all those years traveling back and forth to Jersey, from Queens to Long Island, 100 miles a day. So I'm enjoying this. 8 miles away, it's the closest I've ever been. And yeah, it only takes me 10, 15 minutes on the side roads. So I'm just marveling at that one, you know. I'm enjoying it while I can.
Except on you at the very beginning, Pat. I wasn't sure what I remember those days very vividly, so yeah, you're right.
WB2SET Mobile, good morning.
Morning, Pickett.
Morning, Ben. Good morning, Phil. I bet Pat is coming on, because I am running about 10 minutes late or so. So, we're in. Back over to you, Ben.
Okay, KC2RXV, very good. Very good. Pat, I'm really happy for your short commute, 8 miles. I know what you mean. I have a short commute myself, and that's unbelievable. In the summertime, when it's warm and nice, I actually walk. My commute is shy of a mile. Now in the winter time I drive because it's too cold, you know, and when I leave at 9 o'clock at night, it's freezing. But otherwise, as I say, summertime I walk all the time. It's a brief walk, and that's a great feature when you walk close home. Okay, Pat, you go ahead and give it to Phil.
Okay, Ben, very good. Yeah, like I said, I'm going to enjoy this commute because, you know, as we continue to downsize, going to have another, I think we have one or two more years on the lease on this building that we've had. So they're liable to change it, but for sure it's not going to get much worse than what I got now. So I'll enjoy it. Good morning to you, Peter. I'm going to pull a bend on you, phase 73, because I'm at the front door. I'll talk to both of you on the way home tonight. Phil, take care of yourself. Rest. Hopefully you'll feel better. WB2CMF, I'll be listening out. 73, everyone.
Okay, 73, Pat. I didn't realize it was you. I thought Phil was there. I thought you had come and gone, but I'm glad I caught you a little bit. I'll catch you this afternoon as I'm leaving school. And I'm going to leave a little earlier since I don't have bus duty. So, very good. Yeah, it's nice to have a short commute. It sure, sure is. And compared to what I have. So, hope you both had a good weekend. Ben, you'll have to tell me about your party. And I guess I'll turn up the field next week. I hope he's off of that cold. You know, because he said he had a little bit of a cold again on Friday, but hopefully that's over with now. So, Phil, over to you, and Pat, I'll catch you this afternoon.
Sorry, I stepped on you at the beginning of that. Pat 73, I'll talk to you later. Have a great day. Hope you're back. KD2CWC. This is to RX3. Pat, if you're still listening, 73, have a great day. And Phil and Peter, yeah, the party was great. I forgot all about it. It was really, really nice. It was my first time at the Bridgeview Yacht Club. The place is magnificent. I mean, as the name implied, it's on the water. It's a yacht club after all, I guess. It's beautiful, beautiful place. Fireplaces all over, really nice. Everything was great. I mean, the atmosphere, the food. It was a full sit-down dinner, which surprised me. I thought it was going to be a buffet style, but no, it was a sit-down dinner. The only disadvantage, we ate very late, which we ate about 10 o'clock at night, which at my age, it wasn't easy. I had a tough night after that, but it was great. We had a great time, my girlfriend enjoyed, and it was really nice to see everybody. Peter?
All right, that's good. Very good. Yes, I've never been there, but I've heard a lot about it, and that is a pretty good-sized place. A lot of fireplaces, like you said, and, they ate late. I would have thought you would have eaten by 8 o'clock, you know, if you had a cocktail hour at 5 or 6 o'clock. Usually that goes a couple hours, and then you have the, if it was, buffet style, then everybody just, unless it was sit down, it sounds like it was a sit down dinner. So, sounds like it was a great time. I was thinking about you. Going through my little film neck section here, so bear with me, fellas. And Phil, I'm sorry if I stepped on you. I wasn't sure of the rotation. Phil, over to you.
Yeah, I wasn't sure of it either, so... Yeah, I'm still under the weather. I didn't even get my tree in this weekend. I've just been inside all weekend long. My tree came again today. Almost like it shaked it. You know, the weather's not going to be cooperating, so I don't know. We'll see. What comes to worst, I don't have a tree up this year. Although my son is coming in by... probably be here tonight, so... I'm sure he'll tell me that. Leave the tree outside. So I'll probably wind up getting it up here inside.
Okay, C2RX3. He was very, very good, Peter. The sit-down dinner was a surprise. I didn't expect it, but it was great. I guess the owner, Frank, spent some nice money. But obviously, like he always say, he doesn't cry the blues. They say we're making him with very good money. He took over about 3 months ago, and we double in sales. So, you know, I guess we're making him good money, and he's thankful, and that's nice that he showed it to us. Let's hope for many more good parties. KZ to Alex Lee, microphone to you, Peter.
Okay, very good. Well, it's good that he can shift his, things that have gone well this year. And like you said, he took over a little over a month ago, and that's good. I didn't think it was going to be a sit-down, though. I don't know how staff is, it sounds like it's not that big where I guess you could have had a nice sit-down dinner like you had. I wonder how many people were there when it comes around, how large was your staff there. But sounds lovely, and that it was a nice car. Very enjoyable, but I wonder what time the cocktail hour started with the hors d'oeuvres. Did it start early or 6 o'clock? I'm curious about that. And Phil, I'm sorry to get your tree up, I got my tree up. We're done. Grade it up, and everything is set. Just have to wrap the presents, which I'll try to do tonight if I can, or certainly tomorrow, although I have all Christmas Eve to do, and I don't have a lot to wrap, so over to you, Phil.
She has a 3-foot artificial that we have up. We're supposed to go outside on the front stoop and leave it here. Yeah, so she's no help either. Don't worry about it. Because then she doesn't have to help decorate. I'm fighting it on two fronts there. Over to you, Ben. I'm glad you had a good time with the Christmas party, Ben.
Thanks, it's all asleep. Now I feel left out. I'm the only one who doesn't have a 3. Maybe I should get one today. I want to have a 3 too. Anyway, yeah, we started early. The party was officially 7 o'clock to midnight. So, and people came at 7. I was there at 7:15 and the place was packed. It was huge. It was really, really nice. I mean, I give him credit. But again, we ate too late. But no big deal. I can put up with this once a year. No big deal. Now, this week, as I was telling Phil before you came, Peter, I guess people start traveling this week to their families, to wherever. So I guess we're going to slow down. Yesterday was super busy, which I didn't expect. It surprised me. It was so cold, and Sunday we usually close. So people don't know we open, but obviously they find out because it was a super busy store. And I guess now it's going to wind down and be slow again. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm here, and I'm waiting for my trip again. That's my thing right now. Peter?
Okay, H2RX3, W2. SCT Mobile, and so very good. Very good. How large is your staff, Ben, when it comes around to you? I'm curious how large your staff is, if you know approximately. But, 7 o'clock, well, that was a nice long hors d'oeuvre time. 3 hours, 7 to 10. That's kind of usually, a little bit longer than normal. Usually a cocktail hour is a couple hours at the most. So I guess he stretched it out. Once a year, Ben, you have to eat late. You just don't have breakfast until later the next day, Although I know you kind of work the next day, I guess. On Saturday, you usually work. So, very good. It's a nice setting because you have the view of the bridge there, the Great South Bay. You're looking right over the Great South Bay there. Or you're kind of in the middle of the Great South Bay in an island park. So that's nice.
And Phil, I don't know if your daughter was able to come over and, or couldn't come over and help us get the, once you get the tree stood up, that it's just putting the lights and the decorations on. So the big thing is just setting it up. And maybe your daughter might be able to help later today or something. You want to try to get it up before, or by tomorrow, before the rain really starts coming in, you know. Phil?
I don't know about my daughter, because she's got the two kids she's got to take care of, and I don't even want them over here. I don't want to take a chance of them getting sick. But my son will be in tonight with his wife. Knowing them, they'll give me a hand tomorrow to get the, once they get the lights on, then usually it's my wife's job to do the balls, and that's where my son and his wife will be helping. We'll get it up one way or another, as long as I start feeling better. Right now, I don't care. You know, that's how I feel. I don't care. And I don't want to be like that, but you know how it is. When you're not feeling well, things take a back seat. Over to you, Ben. KD2CWZ in the group.
Yeah, your main thing right now is to get better. I'm surprised it took it as long as it take, especially when you already was better, and it looks like it was all over, and now you came back. So hopefully it's going to go away again, and you can enjoy the holiday with your family, you know, and just in general being healthy, much better than being sick, I guess. I took my flu shot not long ago, a few weeks ago. Hopefully I don't get any one of those problems, but they start talking and say then you're not protected even though you take the flu shot, so I don't know. But I'm doing it. I've been doing it since 2004, and thank God I'm fine. Peter?
Hi, very good. Yeah, sometimes I take the flu shot. I didn't this year, but I've been fine. But I never get the flu or anything like that. So, yeah, I guess these colds are attacking you, Phil, maybe partially because of, you know, what you did battle the past couple of years. It could be part of the picture there, I'm not sure. But, yeah, well, that's good. Oh, your son's coming in tonight. Yeah, then he'll be able to help you tomorrow. And it's just a matter of getting it up, you know, cutting the bottom, which they did for me on Saturday. You got to cut up 2 inches, though, they were saying. Make sure you cut the bottom 2 inches up so it really will get to drink. And my tree's looking good. It was a 5.5-footer and nice and full and great. I was really, I started to decorate it on Saturday, and then I wrapped it up yesterday afternoon, so he's decorating and nobody else comes over. Sometimes people do help out, but most of the time they wouldn't. I've had Christmas parties in the past where it was, everybody chipped in and decorated. I had the lights on, and then everybody would take a bulb. I've had several Christmas parties in the past. And, Ben, yeah, maybe you'll have to get a tree so that you can call it a Hanukkah bush and enjoy it, you know. Phil?
All right,
yeah, you know, I don't have a mature immune system. Basically, 2.5 years old, so I'm sure that contributes to it. The chemo and everything, I'm sure it takes its toll. I had to get a flu shot. Doctor says, you don't take a chance. You know, that's a requirement. I need, and also the pneumonia shot too, because of that. And I still get sick, right? But it's not the flu. I did not get a fever. If there's no fever, it's not the flu. Over to you, Ben.
KC2RXV. Regarding the tree, I remember, I don't know how much can I describe it as closest to the what really happened, but growing up in Israel, We used to drive to Jerusalem during Christmas time, and my father will take us into the old city, the Christian quarter, which is very dark. They try to keep it as old as it was on the Bible time, so there's no light on the street, very little light. We will drive around, and you will see through the windows at the Christian quarter, you will see some people at trees in the house with little lights. They don't decorate the houses, but they do. You do see the trees from outside, the Christmas trees, and it was so beautiful. I remember as a kid, I always wanted one. I don't know, the darkness and the tree, and it's something again, and it was freezing. It's very cold in Jerusalem in December. It's on top of the mountain. It was really nice. We did a few times, went to the midnight mass in Bethlehem, and the Church of the Nativity. Even though we were Jewish, we're still Jewish. Very, very sentimental. I loved it. Peter?
Okay, very good, Ben. KC2RXV, W2SCT Mobile. Very good, very good. Yeah, well, it's nice. I mean, it's all about festivity and lights and happiness, joyful. It's all tied in together. So, very good. And, I was just curious, Ben, if you can remember, I'm just curious how large the staff is there generally. Sounds like it's not that large, so you can have a sit-down dinner, you know, if it's a certain size number of people that you try to have a sit-down dinner, but it sounds like it was more intimate, he was able to have a nice sit-down dinner. And Phil, I'm sure you're compromised a bit with the input system, so yeah, you didn't want to take any chances. Make sure you have shot what you did, and but that's part of the picture, I'm sure. And even my friend, who I saw on Friday, we went to Harbor Crab Company in Batchock and had a nice dinner out. He was remarking at how his cold went for 3 weeks, and he couldn't seem to shake it. You know, it just went on and on forever. Bill?
Same, W2FDT Mobile, KD.
Yes, that's, like I said, this was more than a cold, but less than a flu. I know Rich, too, and Tuio, he's been sick a long time. Although I haven't heard him. Yes, it was a long time. Like I think I remember hearing him saying, you know, he went to the doctor, they were afraid it was going to be pneumonia. But yeah, it's whatever it is, it's going around, and a lot of people have it. First, I think I caught it from one of the little kids at my granddaughter's preschool last Monday. Because there's always one kid that has to be sick, you know, has to have the sniffles or something. And that's where I probably caught this one from.
Okay, so it all looks to me. Well, if you find the kid, just give it back to him. That's it, break even. Anyway, folks, I got to go. I will take 7-3. I hope everybody has a great day, and I guess we'll meet you tomorrow, same place, same time. I will listen now to a song final. Peter?
All right, very good, Ben. Yeah, I was thinking it's getting close to 7:45, so it's time for you to move on and get in there, and hope you have a good week. Yeah, I may be in tomorrow, I may not be if I'm in the Kia, but I'll talk to you later, and have a nice holiday, Ben. I'll probably catch you during the holiday week here and there, and I wish you all the best for your upcoming trip in the new year. That should be nice, be a nice time. So I'll turn it over to Phil, continue with Phil, and enjoy. Ben, I'm glad you had a nice time with the party. Sounds like it was a really fun time. So, over to you, Phil. And catch you later, Ben. Keep enjoying the holiday season. W2 SCT Mobile.